So our Christmas theme this year is light and life. I just want to take a few moments thinking through these two different themes with you in a year that I don't know about you, but for me has felt kind of anything but light and full of life. It's been pretty challenging, pretty dark for some people, and full, as we know, through the news of death. But first, let's think then about light. I don't know how good you are at finding your way around in the dark. I happen to get up earlier than everyone else in my family. I like a little bit of time to read and to pray at the beginning of the day. But at this time of year, it means that my alarm goes off. I turn it off quickly to not wake anybody else up, and I creep downstairs in the dark. Now, our family is kind of beyond the stage where little bits of Lego are left out, but if you've ever done that, man, you know how much that hurts. So we don't have any Lego, but I make a cup of tea in the dark. There's enough light coming through from a street light outside that allows me to boil the kettle and make a cup of tea, and then the fridge lights fill the milk. And then I go into my study, which is much darker. And in my study, there is a footstool that's made of wood, and it has like an upholstered bit that usually is kept out of the way. But every so often, it ends up being left in the middle of my study so that I'm walking through and crack my shin right on this footstool. And there I am, trying really hard not to make a noise because it really hurts. It's my shin. And I've got my cup of tea in my hand, which is going everywhere. I'm making a right mess. In the dark, it's really hard to see. It's really hard to make sense of what is going on around us. And that is my first reflection with you today. That when we're in the dark, it's pretty hard to navigate life. And maybe you this year have found it a little bit harder than normal to navigate life. The second thing to say about light then is usually when I'm in my study, I'm aiming for my desk where I can light a candle. And it amazes me every time I do it how much light just one little candle can give off. You see, darkness is extinguished by light. You don't turn darkness off, you turn lights on. Darkness is simply the absence of light. And so when we bring light into a situation, suddenly things begin to make more sense. We're able to see what's going on around us. We're able to do things that we might not have been able to do in the dark. Light drives darkness away. And then, of course, when the sun comes up, you don't need the candle, you don't really need the light bulbs. The sun is there shining. There are shadows, but there's much, much less darkness. This light of lights drives the darkness away. Jesus compared good deeds to little lights that shine in the darkness. And this year, I think we've seen a load of that. We've seen people doing good deeds. It's been a tough year. But even just within our church community, we've seen some acts of kindness. We've given away hundreds of the bags of hope that we've been talking about to people in need. We had a phone buddy system for those who were shut away and unable to get outside because of lockdown and were vulnerable and struggling. We had people running errands for others who were unable to get out. People doing little acts of kindness that shone as little lights in people's lives. Do you remember the time when every Thursday evening we were clapping the NHS for all that they were doing? Amazing people serving us in the most scary places of all, perhaps. We've had school teachers and staff keeping on going, serving through the most challenging months of this year. Delivery drivers keeping us going. Little lights shining in the darkness. And in Jesus, we see a great light shining. But this wasn't a little light that would fizzle out quickly. Maybe you remember a science at school when your teacher showed you how brightly magnesium burned. Anyone remember that lesson? So you look at it and you're not really meant to look at it because it's so bright and you're like, oh, that's really bright, that's amazing. But the thing about magnesium is it burns out really quickly. It's incredible in fireworks, but then it's done. Well, Jesus is not a light like that. Jesus is a light more like the sun. See, candles burn out and light bulbs fail, but the sun rises every day and gives us its light, even when in Manchester it's mainly through the clouds. But it still shines and we still get to see the light. And the prophets in Scripture who were looking forward towards the birth of the Savior described him as the bright light that would shine like the sun. It was the brightest light, the best light that they could think of, and they compared this Savior, this Messiah, to the sun that would shine. And as soon as the sun starts shining, you don't need the candle, because candles seem a little bit pointless when the sun is shining brightly. A reading from John's Gospel today says that Jesus was life, and that life was the light of all humanity. The life that was bursting through him and his teaching and his good works, shining so that we could see the kind of glory that the shepherds saw when they saw the angels and the glory of heaven shone around them. Jesus healing those who were struggling with mental illness, healing those who were struggling with physical illness, at times bringing back to life those who had died. And then his own life was taken from him. The light, the sun itself, was extinguished. Darkness seemed to have won the day. Death had the victory. Well, every Christmas we celebrate light coming into the world. And every Good Friday we remember that light being extinguished. But every Easter Sunday we celebrate that darkness and death do not have the final say. That Jesus overcame death itself through his resurrection, overcoming death, overcoming darkness, and now invites us to live with that victory as ours, something we can claim as our own, shared with him. There's been lots of talk about death this year. Many people have died from the coronavirus. Many dreams and plans have died as well. I don't know about you, but we've had dreams and plans that have just died because of COVID-19. We've lived these restricted lives, but Jesus offers to share his victory with us. This is the Christian hope. This is the Christmas hope. That death has been defeated, that we can be delivered from darkness and the fear of death into light and life. Now, there's been some talk of hope recently. I'm sure you've seen in the news, and it's kind of exciting. There's a vaccine on the way. We might be able to spend some time with our friends and family at Christmas. Life might be beginning to return to normal. The economy might start regaining some of what it's lost. But a good question to ask right now is, do we want to return to what we had? To normal? Or do we want to step into a new life with Jesus, with his light and his life flowing in us and through us? There was a religious leader that went to speak to Jesus under the cover of darkness, a man called Nicodemus. Darkness is a time to do things when we don't really want others to notice. And maybe you're a bit like Nicodemus today. Maybe you don't want to be seen to come to Jesus, even though you're intrigued by him. but maybe it's just a bit embarrassing, or you're a bit nervous or afraid. Or maybe tonight you're stuck in darkness yourself of one form or another. Maybe the darkness of a really hard time that you're going through. Maybe the darkness of mental or physical ill health. It might be the darkness of a habit that you just can't break free from, or the darkness of a relationship that instead of bringing life is actually bringing death. The Christmas hope is that light and life has come to us in Jesus to heal us, to transform us, to give us hope, real hope that goes beyond the grave. And when Jesus spoke to this guy Nicodemus in the cover of darkness, he said this: God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that anyone who believes in him wouldn't perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Jesus came so that you could have life and live in the light, that you could be saved from darkness, be saved from the fear of death. He didn't come to condemn you, but to save you, to rescue you, to give you a hope and a future. In darkness, remember, we stumble around, we hurt ourselves, but light drives darkness away. And the light of Jesus drives darkness away and brings life out of death. You can know this light tonight. You can know this life tonight by welcoming Jesus into your life, by beginning or committing again to a relationship with him. And there's then a lightness that comes from knowing that we can trust a power greater than ourselves to put everything right. There's a peace that comes from knowing that Jesus will sort everything out. And there's a joy that comes from knowing we will share our future with a God who loves us. The brightest light shines. And I invite you tonight to welcome the light and life of Jesus afresh, or for the very first time, perhaps, into your life. To choose to trust the good news that Jesus came to save us, came to shine in the darkness, to transform what feels like death into life itself. Through the next carol, we're going to light our candles. If you look under your chairs, I forgot to bring my candle with me. We're going to light our candles, and we're going to have the song Hark the Herald Angels Sing sung to us, which talks about the Sun of Righteousness rising. And I'm going to light my candle from the Christ candle, and we're going to share it all around. If you're up on the galleries, then the stewards up there should have a lighter for you, that you can light this whilst we sing or listen to our next carol. And as you light your candle, I would love for you to take a moment to invite Jesus into your life. Perhaps for the very first time, or maybe it's for the 100th time, but to welcome the light of Christ as we listen to the sounds that the angels sang to declare his life and his light. Let's take a moment to pray. Lord, thank you that you came that first Christmas time. That you saw the darkness of the world and you decided to do something about it. And Lord, in a year where we have known something of darkness and death, we ask that you would come fill us afresh with your light and your life. as we turn our attention to you, as we light these candles, Lord, light our lives with your life, with your light. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.